ABC Radio Australia.
Airlines across the world are buckling under a global pilot shortage that's grounded flights and led to the cancellation of some regional routes in the United States and also Australia. And the shortage is being felt in the Pacific too, with major airlines and flying schools in the region trying to adapt to a dwindling pool of experienced pilots. But despite these concerns, at least one airline, Air Vanuatu, has announced plans to grow its fleet with 8 new aircraft. That's welcome news for some pilots in the Pacific who, as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, believe that the problem is not a pilot shortage, but an over-reliance on foreigners.
As more people look to the skies, the demand for experienced pilots to take them there is rising to sky-high levels. A report from the aircraft manufacturer Boeing predicts that over the next 20 years, a staggering 200,000 new pilots will be needed to meet air travel demands in the Asia-Pacific region alone. This pilot shortage is hitting home in the Pacific, where people rely on air travel to commute between islands. Tim Joyce owns and operates the Pacific Flight School in Fiji, which trains pilots across the region.
Because there's a worldwide shortage of airline pilots, they're all recruiting and taking pilots out of general aviation at, I suppose, much lower experience levels than they did previously, which means there's a real shortage of middle to high level experienced pilots in general aviation.
Mr. Joyce says the shortage means that experienced pilots, who once would have been used as student instructors, are being targeted and poached by airlines abroad. It's a situation that's forced many airlines to reassess their regular services. Belair Airways in Vanuatu has introduced a cadetship program for newly graduated pilots, who are then expected to work for Belair for 2.5 years. In PNG, Air New Guinea reduced its flight schedule last year, with the CEO telling local media this was in response to factors in other countries, factors which included the global pilot shortage. But there is one airline in the region that has taken a different approach, expanding its services where others have contracted, and that's Air Vanuatu, whose CEO is Derek Neese.
We have a 10-year plan, and over the course of that 10-year plan, we will be training, hiring, and developing a large number of pilots who are recruited here inside Vanuatu.
Air Vanuatu will be introducing new aircrafts to its domestic and international fleet as part of a shared plan with the Vanuatu government to boost tourism.
Yes, I think the pilot shortage is a global phenomenon, and it's not going to get better in the near future. But I think that we're in a good position because we do have a big pool of well-educated people here in Vanuatu that we can draw from.
But not everyone is convinced that Vanuatu has the infrastructure to train pilots to fly the large jet planes used for international flights. The deputy chair of aviation at Swinburne University in Melbourne, Stephen Fankhauser, is doubtful about Air Vanuatu's strategy.
For an airline like Air Vanuatu, I would imagine it would be very difficult for them to train ab initio, or we call beginning pilots, right from scratch, and then have the training infrastructure within the airline to build them up through a cadet program. So I would imagine that they would be looking to go out on the marketplace and acquire pilots who are already qualified on that type of aeroplane. And of course, that means they also will be on the marketplace with China, with the Middle East, with the United States, with others.
It's this international demand that might strain Air Vanuatu's budget, and CEO Derek Neese agrees that the trend for foreign airlines to poach experienced pilots from the Pacific poses a risk to his company's expansion plan.
Oh, I think that's a risk that we most definitely have to be concerned about.
But there is support in the country for Air Vanuatu's strategy, particularly among those who would like to see an end to the airline's dependence on foreign pilots, with half of their current roster coming from overseas. Pilots across the region argue this use of foreign expertise is only adding to the shortage, with some local pilots like Captain Granger Narara from Milne Bay in Papua New Guinea saying that they've been forced to go overseas to find well-paid work.
That's the first Papua New Guinea to work abroad as a pilot.
Captain Narara is currently based in the United Arab Emirates, where he flies for Etihad Airlines.
We all left home to go look for money, because at home, we don't get incentives, and we... we're getting paid less than our expat counterpart. Now, most national companies, and even not only in aviation, but in many professions in their countries, try to run a two-tier system where they pay the expats a lot more than they pay the locals.
Captain Narara says the demand for experienced flight crews has reached fever pitch, and if Pacific Airlines can't compete, they may well miss out.
Everybody's hiring right now. China's gone crazy. Vietnam's hiring like mad. Southeast Asia's gone bananas. They're paying just silly money. Silly money right now.